This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One thing I didn't ask Keith Alverson, our corn farmer, about was the 2018 Farm Bill that was introduced in the House yesterday. I didn't because there's a long way and a whole lot of amendments to go before this thing gets anywhere near being done. But there is a provision in the House version that is worth bringing up here. It's not strictly just a Farm Bill. There's also money in it for food stamps, now officially known as SNAPs, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And again, in the House version, that money comes with some strict work requirements. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports, those requirements might not do what lawmakers think they are going to do.
So here's the thing about people on food stamps or SNAP. If they're not disabled, they work, says Bryn Keith Jennings of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
So over 80% of households with a non-disabled, non-elderly adult worked within a year of getting SNAP benefits.
Keith Jennings says even people with a job can need SNAP if they aren't paid much or if their work dries up, think construction workers in the winter. And there are already work requirements for SNAP. If you're between the ages of 18 and 50, you're not disabled, and you don't have kids, you can't be on SNAP for more than 3 months unless you work or train 20 hours a week. But the new House bill is much stricter.
That proposal really doesn't line up with the realities for low-wage workers.
Ed Bolin is also with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says the new farm bill would require older adults up to the age of 59 who aren't disabled to work or be in training. And these requirements would apply to non-disabled adults who have kids if they're over the age of 6. Bolin says the new work requirements would affect up to 7 million SNAP recipients. Michael Farron of the Mercatus Center doesn't like the increased work requirements either, but he does support the idea of more training.
Additional funding for training can result in people having better incomes and better quality of living.
This is just the beginning of the debate on the farm bill, and the Senate is not expected to approve the strict work requirements in the House bill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.